Jerome submits to the council. The violation of Huss's safe conduct had roused a storm of indignation. The council determined, instead of burning Jerome, to force him to retract. He was offered the alternative to recant or to die at the stake. Weakened by illness, by the rigors of prison and the torture of anxiety and suspense, separated from friends, and disheartened by the death of Huss, Jerome's fortitude gave way. He pledged himself to adhere to the Catholic faith and accepted the action of the council in condemning Wycliffe and Huss, accepting, however, the holy truths which they had taught. But in the solitude of his dungeon he saw clearly what he had done. He thought of the courage and fidelity of Huss and pondered his own denial of the truth. He thought of the divine master who for his sake endured the cross. Before his retraction he had found comfort amid sufferings in the assurance of God's favor, but now remorse and doubt tortured his soul. He knew that still other retractions must be made before he could be at peace with Rome. The path upon which he was entering could end only in complete apostasy.